This is Ali Williams, and I found Ruth Dawes.
Hello.
So, Ruth, how did you get involved? Just instantly, Ruth is our first ever employee, so I'm really happy to have found her today to interview her. She's the first person to ever work for No Fit State Circus once the five original people weren't five anymore. So, Ruth, what was your role?
We were a small company, so we all did almost everything. And I remember my audition, I did a version, a slightly smutty version of Red Riding Hood, Little Red Riding Hood, which involved the wolf. I don't know if it's the wolf seducing Red Riding Hood or the other way around, but it seemed to do the trick anyway.
So what role did you play in the show?
I can't remember the name of my...
Which show were you in?
I was in Take a Chance. And I played...
Do you know what? I can't remember the name.
Racing car?
It was the racing car from...
I think so. From Monopoly.
Take a Chance was a take on Monopoly. And all the different characters had...
The different players.
The playing pieces. So I was the boot.
And you were the sports car. Pretty sure I was the sports car, yeah. Because I had
Tom
was the
ship, the sea captain.
Yeah. You were the old boot.
I was the old boot. And Tom was the top hat. No, Pete was the top hat.
Yes.
And Richie was hose man. I've no idea where that
iron?
Came from.
The iron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all made sense.
So what happened when you arrived and what's
well,
your memories? Of?
One of the first things I remember is that in the interview, I was told that I needed a driving licence and a vehicle to tour in, and I did have a vehicle, but I didn't have a driving licence, although I could drive, so I had an Australian driving licence. So while we were rehearsing in Cardiff, I was having driving lessons and really hoping that nobody would see me in the car with the learner thing on the roof. And eventually I came clean, and luckily they all laughed and I passed, so that was all right. And I had, but I did already have my very nice Dodge walkthrough truck called Doris.
And so we rehearsed. Where did we rehearse? In
we
a
rehearsed
field
in the no we rehearsed in the Methodist church hall, or it
yeah.
was some church hall. It was
actually
absolutely freezing, and we had Calagas wheelie heaters, and I remember when we were doing the Chinese pole, practicing the Chinese pole, we were in about five layers all over our bodies except our hands, because you had to have your hands
and the pole was
naked
freezing.
And the pole was absolutely freezing because it was metal.
So do you remember who, because we always had people helping with the devising, and
Angela De Castro was directing.
Yeah
I do, because I remember when she came to the first show and she wore a very dramatic cloak and looked the impresario to a T.
So we did that. We rehearsed in the church hall. That was the sort of devising part of the
it
show.
Was.
And then we went to a field somewhere, I think, to rehearse the actual show,
we
or didn't
at,
we? In the tent.
I'm sure we went to Hay. I think our first show or a preview or was in Hay.
I think the first, because this was the first time we bought, the first year we had our own tent, so we weren't even very good at putting it up and down.
We nearly
then.
Killed ourselves the first time we put up the ridge pole. We had an A-frame system, which we tried to pull up with a truck, with a van or a Land Rover or something, and foolishly, I think three of us were standing behind it. Oh, trying to hold it up, and the rope slipped, and that was nearly the end of us before we'd even started. So that was a good start.
Yeah, we kind of didn't know very much about tents and things by then.
But that was one of the things it was really nice having the two aspects of the job of putting the tent up, because putting the tent up was like a kind of piece of installation art in itself. Because I remember people used to come to quite often when we were putting the tent up in a public park or something, people come and watch us because it took all day, and they just watched this kind of tent mushroom into it.
Yeah, we were pretty proud, and when we turned around and saw what we did at the end of the day as well, it really felt like once you got the tent up and you looked at it, and it's like all that physical effort from a whole team of people.
Yeah, and we were such a... There were only eight of us, weren't there? We were a small team. And I remember using the sledge, the 13-pound sledgehammers, to get these massive pegs in to hold. And the other thing I really enjoyed about putting the tent up was, I don't know if it was specifically my job, but I seem to often be the one to go up and put the rain flaps on the round the poles.
Yeah,
which was really nice because it was like being on a ship. You go up there, and if it was a bit windy and rainy, it would be, you know, the tent would be billowing, and then I used to slide down the tent, but I was a bit of a bit half chickened out, so I'd go halfway down and then slide down, except for one time when we were in Chelmsford and the tent was up on a slight slope, and that I didn't realise the tent was up on a slight slope, so I thought, oh fuck yeah, I'm always just going, being a wimp and going halfway down, so I'll just go from the top this time. So I slid from the top, and I did a classic cartoon. I got to the side, shot off the end, and it was practically legs running in midair, and then fell on the floor on my ass. Yes, and nobody saw, which was very galling because it felt like a bit of a wasted bit of comedy.
So do you remember much about the show itself?
I do. I remember I was very... I think there was a bit... I did trapeze with Richie. And then I think there was a bit where me and Pete and Richie... Where I had to... Carried the weight for two people, I seem to remember. Just a bit mad. And I remember the table diving, which was good fun and bonkers. Oh, yes, and doing the...
The Keystone Cop table diving routine, yes. Wasn't it, or something?
Yeah, it was. Which fitted in somehow to the story. And then there was the sailor... There was a kind of upper ship theme, wasn't there, for some reason, up there?
It was the sea captain's story, wasn't it?
Up the pole.
And all the sailors had to climb the pole when they were attacked by a giant inflatable octopus.
Yes, I don't remember the giant inflatable octopus, but that sounds plausible. What I do remember
that
is...
Tom used to wrestle with.
Oh, yes.
It was his job to kill the octopus.
Okay, yes.
You might have been backstage at that bit.
So. I don't know. No, I just remember having to go up the pole, which is really knackering, and gets you out of breath, and then have to come back down and play the didgeridoo instantly, which was almost physically impossible. What else? I remember trying to teach Richie how to play offbeats, which was challenging.
Because we tried to do all like the music ourselves as well.
Yeah,
didn't we?
We had a little band, and I became unofficial musical director, which was nice.
Do you remember where we went? Any of the places?
We started in Clantrissant, opened there, and as we were just saying, had a bit of drama before we started. We found out the Chinese pole was too long
for the tent, or rather we hadn't put the tent up properly and the tent was too short for the pole.
Yes, so there was a bit of sawing off of pole while the audience queued outside. And we went to Hay, we went to a juggling festival in Leeds or something.
Yeah, Leeds European Juggling Convention.
Yeah. And we were in Bristol somewhere.
Didn't we do something at full time?
I do remember that we drove in one... Because I'd just bought my truck, Doris. And I remember we drove from Dorchester to Paisley.
Oh, now Dorchester, that was the gig where the animal circuses were writing letters to the council about us and complaining that they shouldn't have booked No Fit State because they should have booked a proper circus.
With animals.
With animals of domestic stature was what they...
Oh, really? What does that mean? Just really small?
Yeah, ducks and geese, I think, they had in their circus.
I think we were exotic enough. I remember I remember with great pleasure how we'd park up in an arc behind the tent, and it just felt very family-y, and we'd have a company meal every week, I think, and just lay out all these trestles, and everybody would cook something, and they seemed to always involve quite a lot of tequila. Which I think was where I learnt the kind of tequila slammer, salt and lemon combo. Always in moderation, obviously.
So are you surprised when you see No Fit State today that that bunch of reprobates...
And now there? This massive international glam rock. Not glam rock, that doesn't sound good, does it? No. No, it's amazing. It's amazing how the company's changed. It's great because I say, oh, I work with No Fit State, and you can... In the same way that when I used to, like, be on the train travelling places and people say, oh, what do you do? They are working the circus, and you can see their eyes glittering, and they have all these glamorous images, and you're thinking that, you know, it's a kind of slog for putting the tent up, and it's so now I can say, oh yeah, I work with No Fit State, and if anybody knows No Fit State, you know, there's this huge amazing international circus with loads of amazing lighting, and it was really good when we did it, but it was much more homespun.
Yeah, the stories of how things have changed as well since then, and, you know, things like health and safety and the amount of legislation there is, and how many more people you have to employ just to provide the paperwork to be able to do the work. But
I think we had us five performers. Tom. Not Tim.
Who was the technician?
There was it Ali? Another? No, with the... who had... We toured with three kids, I think.
Yeah, we toured with Ali, who was the cook.
Yes, with her too.
Yeah.
And then Richie's son came to visit sometimes. But we were really little. We were really tight-knit, weren't we? And there was the stage manager, sound.
That's the guy I'm drawing. Who was that? Lurch.
No, there was Lurch and Gromit, the dog.
Yeah.
I can picture him.
It wasn't Piers.
Yeah, it was Piers.
It was Piers, so I thought it was Piers the next year, but it was
no,
Piers.
No, it was Piers. Yeah. But that was it, wasn't it? That was us.
Yeah.
So,
we did everything.
Put
the tent up and down.
Yeah.
Made the candy floss.
Yeah.
Performed.
And did... I remember being in Glasgow, actually. At Glasgow,
Glasgow Green, yeah.
Glasgow Green, really lovely. And there was that beautiful Dutch...
Spiegel tent,
with all the wood and the little snugs. And all the oldies coming in at the weekend and dancing. Oh, it's so beautiful, doing all the old dances.
So what are you doing now?
Now, I'm doing a mixture of things. I'm doing a bit of puppetry. And I'm working as a domestic electrician for my sins. And a mixture of things, yeah. And I've been sort of since working with No Fit State, I spent about 20 years acting. Doing as an actor, musician, and then, and actor.
Is there anything else you can remember or you want to say? What was a good day at the circus?
Oh, I think the feeling of it was that sort of feeling of being a family, being quite close-knit and pulling it off. And, having good times, having a laugh as well, I don't know, it's that thing of performing that you've got a tent full of people and they're having a good time and it's...
Being proud of the achievement.
Yeah.
What about a bad day?
Rain, no audience, too much smoking in the company meetings. It's a long time ago. Yeah, and suppose sometimes you get weary on the road. Bit of home comfort, but
we'll finish up there.
Yeah,
thanks very much, Ruth.
Pleasure.
It's a pleasure to interview you.